Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Thank you for tuning into the podcast today. Rate and review the podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. Three people have now, well, actually two. One person has, I don't know who they are, OV21. If you're listening to this podcast, message me through Facebook because I don't know who you are. But a Target gift card is coming your way. So message the Minnesota Tim page on Facebook or the Minnesota Tim podcast page on Twitter. Three people have taken advantage of this rate and review opportunity to receive a $20 gift card. Two of them have messaged me. So really, technically, there's three spots available. Rate and review the podcast. Message me on my Facebook or Twitter page. Tell me you did so, and a $20 Target gift card is coming your way immediately. Rate and review the podcast right now. Okay, so the Minnesota Vikings defeated the Chicago Bears, the Bears, on Sunday, winning 29-22 in an absolute thriller of a game. Oh man, I was watching the first half with my wife and daughter, and I was watching the Minnesota Vikings get off to a hot start, just pummeling the Chicago Bears. Defensively, we were flying around. Offensively, the Bears couldn't stop us. Dalvin Cook was getting yards every time he touched the ball. Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, KJ Osborne, Irv Smith Jr., they were getting open, and Kirk Cousins was finding them every single possession. The first half was a breeze. The Vikings were winning 21-3, scored touchdowns on their first three possessions. I turned towards my wife and I said, wow, now this is an enjoyable, stress-free game. I guarantee you, I promise you, I said these things. I'm like, finally, after the last few weeks against the Saints and against the Lions and a terrible blowout against the Eagles, we finally have a stress-free game. The game against the Packers was stress-free. The last several weeks for the Vikings, they've been terrible. I mean, they've won. But in terms of stress, they've been just gut-wrenching. Every single play, you're sitting at the edge of your seat wondering what's going to happen. And for the first time in weeks, the Vikings got out to a 21-3 lead, and it seemed like they were going to steamroll the Bears. Well, with a few minutes left in the second quarter, Ryan Wright, the Minnesota Vikings punter, netted a 5-yard punt, shanked it out of bounds, went 15 yards. There was a holding call on the Minnesota Vikings, which added 10 more yards. So a net punt of 15 yards, or a net punt of 5 yards, excuse me. Then Justin Fields finds his favorite target down the field, makes a one-handed catch. It's one of the catches of the year. SportsCenter NFL, everybody's tweeting out this catch because it was unbelievable. And they score a touchdown right before half, makes it 21-10. Still a double-digit deficit for the Chicago Bears. Greg Joseph misses a 53-yard field goal to close the half. And the Vikings are up by 11. And everything's looking good at this point. I'm I think everyone in the back of their minds at this point is thinking, well, the Chicago Bears scored right before half. They get the ball at halftime. If they score again, that's 21-17. They're right back in it. And of course, what happens out of halftime? They go right down the field and score a touchdown. They go for two, miss it, 21-16, third quarter. And now all of the momentum is on the Chicago Bears' side. They kick a couple of field goals, take the lead after Kirk Cousins' interception when he could have found CJ Ham in the flat. He decided to be aggressive, which the coaches are trying to get him to be. Throws it to Thielen, gets intercepted. It reminded me of Brett Favre throwing across his body to Sidney Rice. Sorry for bringing back those flashbacks. There's a lot of takes on this game. So Minnesota Vikings fans are really upset with Ed Donatell's defense. And I have to say, although I'm not on the fire Donatell bandwagon, things do come easy for opposing offenses. Justin Fields, who through the first 4 weeks of the season has looked like garbage, and he didn't look great against the Vikings, but he had some plays where he was scrambling, and I mean that's his best skill, so you really have to give him credit for that. It's the one thing he can really do well in the NFL, and is one of those things Vikings defenses have struggled with forever, so I don't know if you can blame Ed Donatell for that. But the Bears' offense looked okay at times. And even they were marching down the field scoring a couple of touchdowns. They were running the ball well at times. But when I look in the big picture, the grand scheme of things, the Saints scored 25 points. The Bears scored 22 points. The Lions scored right around 25 points too. Teams aren't racking up points against the Vikings like in the 30s or 40s on a consistent basis. In fact, when the Vikings got demolished against the Eagles, they scored 24 points. We know for a fact through the first five games of the season that the Minnesota Vikings defense will not allow more than 25 points in a game. So you're asking the offense to put together at least 25 points. That's the goal for the offense. That should be the goal every single week. The defense is clearly bend, don't break. And when I compare the Vikings defense against other defenses in the league, they're 14th in points allowed, which isn't terrible. I mean, right in the middle of the road in terms of NFL defenses. And there's a lot of defenses worse than the Minnesota Vikings when it comes to total points. The Detroit Lions are allowing 34 points a game. The Los Angeles Chargers with Khalil Mack and Bosa, and they got cornerbacks, they're allowing 27.2 points per game. They gave up 28 points against the Browns on Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're supposed to have one of the best defenses in the league. They have the highest paid safety in the league, Minka Fitzpatrick. They allow 25.6 points per game. And when you look at the Minnesota Vikings defense, as cringeworthy as it is to watch, they allow 20.4 points per game through the first 5 weeks of the season. This Vikings defense is not the worst defense in the league. In fact, according to points allowed, according to that statistic, the Vikings have a better defense than the Bears by one spot. So I get it. I get why it's frustrating. I get why it's like, why is this guy wide open by 15 yards? Why is Cam Dantzler or Patrick Peterson just allowing this guy to catch it? But at the end of the day, they're only allowing 20.4 points per game, which ranks 14th in the NFL, which is much better than 16 other teams in the NFL. You're not asking your offense that much. Go out there and score 25 points per game. And the Minnesota Vikings offense has done that. They did it against the Packers. They did it against the Saints and Lions. And today against the Bears, which is why the Vikings are 4-1. The reason why the Vikings lost against the Eagles, I'm sure their Eagles slowed down in the second half, their offense slowed down in the second half, but their offense only scored 7 points. Kirk Cousins threw 3 interceptions. One of those was on Justin Jefferson. So you need to chill. You need to chill here. Things don't look great, but statistically, they're doing better than you could have hoped. So chill on the Vikings defense. One of the other notes I wanted to make. Last week against the Lions. Well, 2 weeks ago against the Lions. But last week against the Saints. And now this week against the Bears. When Kirk Cousins had to deliver, Kirk delivered. That's 3 straight weeks, 3 straight game-winning drives for Kirk Cousins in the Vikings offense. The Vikings offense is aggressive. The Vikings offense went for it on 4th and 4. They did a trick play with Justin Jefferson throwing it to Cook. They even did a flea flicker screen to a tight end, which is something I've never seen before in the NFL. Stupid play, but hey, points for creativity, I suppose. Kirk had an interception, but he started the game 17-17. He even had a quarterback sneak for a touchdown. He even scrambled for 5 yards. Kirk Cousins, on that scramble on the last offensive possession, where they scored a touchdown, he was swifty in the pocket. He was feeling the blitz coming from behind him. He stepped up, he stepped around, he ran for 5 yards on 3rd and 5. Kirk Cousins played amazing against the Chicago Bears. He was finding Justin Jefferson wide open. I mean, honestly, the Chicago Bears looked a lot like the Minnesota Vikings defense. It seemed like they were allowing our receivers to catch it in the flat, and the receivers had plenty of room to run. It almost looked like the same defense going against the same defense. And the Chicago Bears have a defensive head coach, Matt Eberflus. That's a fun word to say. Eberflus. He looks like a Matt Eberflus. Another point I wanted to make in this game. When Justin Fields scrambled and ran for like a 65-yard touchdown, I think everybody that's a Minnesota Vikings fan had Michael Vick flashbacks when he ran in like a 55-yard touchdown in overtime against the Minnesota Vikings back in the 2000s, and the Minnesota Vikings safeties collided with each other at the 10-yard line, and then Michael Vick ran it in with the Atlanta Falcons. That looked like the same exact play by Justin Fields. And the MVP of this game wasn't Kirk Cousins, wasn't Cam Dantzler, wasn't Justin Jefferson, wasn't Za'Darius Smith or Danielle Hunter or Harrison Smith, who made a big play against the Chicago Bears wide receiver, tracking him down and knocking away that ball in the last minute. It was a beautiful throw by Justin Fields, but Harrison Smith was able to knock it away, timed it perfectly. But the MVP of the game was former Minnesota Viking great. I don't even know how to say his first name. But Marcette, the block in the back that reversed Justin Fields' 65-yard touchdown, which would have completely shifted the game. And then he fumbles on his first catch of the game when Cam Dantzler allows the catch, allows him to go by him, and then steals it from behind, ends the game 29-22. The Vikings defense makes a play when they had to make a play. Marcette was the MVP of the game. You know, it makes me wonder if there was strategy there by the Minnesota Vikings. Did they release Marcette knowing he would sign with the Bears, knowing he would be the Minnesota Vikings MVP in week 5? My cousin sent me an interesting text message. It was hilarious. My cousin Adam, I'm going to give him credit for this. I could have taken credit for it myself, but I don't want to take credit for it because it was absolutely hilarious. He goes, "You can take the player out of the Vikings, but you can't take the Viking out of the player." I don't know if Marcette still thinks he was in a Vikings uniform, but he was once a Viking, always a Viking. And of course, the Bears, they are who we thought they were. They screwed up at the end of the game, but Kirk Cousins delivered. He took it, and he won. He made every throw that he had to make, made one mistake in that game, but found Justin Jefferson. Jefferson had a great game. Dalvin Cook had a great game. Offensively, I mean, second half, the Vikings took a while to get going offensively. They didn't score until the final possession, but They did what they had to do to win. And the Vikings are 4-1 going against a Miami Dolphins team that could be without Tua, that could be without Teddy, and they could be 5-1 at the bye week. I mean, you can't ask for anything better. A non-stressful victory would have been nice, but again, you look around the league, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers had a stressful victory against the Atlanta Falcons. The Saints had a stressful victory against the Seahawks. The Packers lost against the Giants, and now the Vikings are one game ahead of everybody in the NFC North. A win's a win, baby, and I'm not going to complain about a win. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. I hope you have a great day. Rate and review the podcast now for a chance at a $20 gift card. Don't forget to message me to get that $20 gift card. Everyone, have a great week. I'll be back again soon. Take care.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.